Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On December 10th, the global community observes International Human Rights Day to commemorate the 1948 adoption by the United Nations General Assembly of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It is the first global enunciation of the inalienable rights of mankind. The declaration states that every human being is entitled to decide how and where to live his or her life, to express an opinion, to worship a god of his or her own choosing or not at all, to be treated as an equal of his or her peers before a court of law, to participate in public life, and to have his or her voice heard in matters concerning the community, the country, the common future. The United States is committed to promoting these fundamental rights around the world. As Undersecretary of State for Public Affairs Steve Goldstein said, the United States believes firmly that we have to create an environment where people have freedom to worship, freedom of press, freedom to dissent. He added that the U.S. in its interactions with foreign governments makes the point that ensuring democracy is vital, that these world leaders have a responsibility to their citizens to provide an environment where they can grow and prosper. In particular, many ethnic minorities around the world suffer from persecution. We've seen many countries where ethnic cleansing has occurred, said Undersecretary Goldstein. This is not acceptable. We have an obligation as American citizens to shine the light on these abuses. We have a responsibility to make this world a better place, said Undersecretary Goldstein. We want people to dissent if they choose to. We want people to take seriously the right of a free press. And we also want people around the world who are living in situations that most of us would find abhorrent to know that the United States is with you, that we're listening to you, and that we're going to continue fighting for you.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.